Morality play or existential drama? The 1950s radio police procedural. This presentation is an attempt to examine a popular culture medium and genre. The medium is radio, particularly in the 1950s. This, of course, dates to the period after the so-called golden age of radio in the 1930s and 40s, because in the 1950s, the oral medium of radio was being challenged and supplanted by the predominantly visual medium of television as the primary daily popular entertainment in the home. The idea of everydayness, the mundane, daily entertainment, is of particular importance to our presentation because we're going to focus on two radio programs in the genre of the police drama or police procedural from the 1950s that epitomize the great tradition of radio and illuminate the medium's power for communicating ideology, its technical innovations and storytelling, as well as the depth of character and theme, and its serious effort to engage its popular audience for meaning and value in the morally unsettling times of the early atomic age. The police procedural developed out of one of the staple genres of the golden era of radio, that is, the detective story, or the private eye drama. Detectives from literary fiction, notably Dashiell Hammett's Sam Spade, Raymond Chandler's Philip Marlowe, easily made the transition from printed page to the radio drama. These hard-boiled heroes, these Nietzschean outsiders, established their own code of ethics in a corrupt society and were true to themselves, if not to the law. They spawned a host of imitators: Michael Shane, Johnny Dollar, Rocky Fortune, Rocky Jordan, the original singing detective, Richard Diamond, and even a female hard-boiled private eye, Candy Matson. They seemed to live and act according to Bob Dylan's dictum, quote, "To live outside the law, you must be honest," end quote. The police procedural took that lone detective, that existential outsider, and paradoxically, put him in a police department, part of a corporate structure, devoted to upholding the law, the promise of a civil society, and the ultimate value of public morality. Even more than his detective drama forebears, the police procedural hero is caught between upholding the law and establishing meaning, between accepting the external public morality and establishing his own internal sense of meaning, if not justice. Like his radio detective forebears, the hero of the police procedural works in an often violent and chaotic world of shifting realities and imperfect, unstable knowledge. Faced with this overwhelming sense of alienation and incommensurability, the hero of the police procedural has one of two options. The first is for the hero of the police procedural to become a servant of that ultimate abstraction, the law, a willing pawn to its fatal inscrutability. The second is the path of absurdity, to become a knight in quest of a truth that never fully reveals itself, that appears on the horizon as a hazy figure, only a shadow, perhaps, that is forever receding and resisting form and definition. The first kind of hero wrestles with the lawbreaker, the bad guy, but the second wrestles with this shadow.